Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Along with two other U.S. capitals, Lansing will receive green design assistance from the EPA. This project that the city plans to develop under the Greening America's Capitals program is a park on the state capitol complex. The plan is to transform the 14-acre parking lot between the Hall of Justice and the state capitol into a public green space. Here to tell us more about the plan is Bob Johnson, Lansing Director of Planning and Neighborhood Development. Bob, good to see you.
Well, good morning, Mark.
This proposal for a park on the capitol complex isn't exactly a new plan. This goes dates back. Its roots date back to 1987. Tell us about that.
Well, let me the beginning for me at least, Mark. When I took the job as Director of Planning and Neighborhood Development in January of 2006, on one of the bookshelves was this binder, and it was titled Capitol Park. And of course, you know, I saw it a few times, never really took the opportunity to crack it open and investigate. But then maybe several months into the job, I just started to explore some of the materials that were in the office, and lo and behold, the Capitol Park plan, which was commissioned under Governor Blanchard back in 1986-87, and the architect, who just happened to be Minoru Yamasaki, who was his firm designed the Twin Trade Towers, the World Trade Towers, in New York City.
Okay.
So rather renowned and notable architect that did the plan, and the plan was the state's plan. And what this program that the EPA is running is a contract vehicle. It's not a grant to the city. The EPA runs the program. They provide us with the technical assistance, if you will, the plan, working with the state of Michigan as well. This is state-owned property, the 14 acres that you mentioned, state-owned lands. It's the state plan. Now, the state has gone through several iterations of planning activities, and they can speak to what those currently are as better than I could. But we're working with the state of Michigan, specifically the DTMB, the Department of Technology Management and Budget, in terms of the repurposing and going through the planning process, repurposing that area into what could be and we hope to be a state park of some sort, whether it's a state DNR park or something else.
Are you saying, do you know what the park physically will look like?
Well, the idea is to follow in large part what Mr. Yamasaki had presented to the state. Having said that, it's a planning process, so it's not set in stone. Okay, that's a great starting point for us in terms of the scope and scale, the interpretive nature of the area, and essentially it's the layout of it, if one can envision. The area would be the lower and upper peninsula of the state of Michigan with the Great Lakes. Okay, and
so the landscaping would actually be designed as if you're looking at a map.
Exactly. And so you would have, to the extent you can have indigenous and native plants and fauna, you would incorporate those things, have interpretive markers, possibly, let's say, you know, Michigan has the most lighthouses in the entire country,
mm-hmm.
More than any other coastal state in terms of east or west coast. We have the most lighthouses, and so we could possibly have little markers along at those points where lighthouses populate our state. So things that people don't realize and can connect to. Now, Pure Michigan is a wonderful marketing campaign, and it could help with that cultural economic development and somehow, some way, play into that. And we'd be, you know, honored to be able to link up with the Pure Michigan campaign in some way. We'll see.
And 14 acres is a fair amount of territory.
I mean,
you could do a lot in 14
acres.
Yes, sir.
And the thing I also said about this effort, Mark, is that it's for the state of Michigan. While it's situated on state property in the city of Lansing, this is a state of Michigan, in my opinion, in a global sense, state of Michigan project. I hope that the citizens and businesses throughout the state come to support, add their voice to what they would like to see here. Now, it's probably safe to say most of the students, the school-age kids that come to the state capitol to visit are from, a 90-mile radius from the state capitol. We may have kids coming down from Marquette and from Ishpeming and from Ironwood. I don't know that.
Mm.
And that's one of the things, but I want to reach out to those children in working with our school districts from across the state through superintendents. I know there's a network out there, and tapping into body, if you will, in terms of the academic K-12 system, to ask for ideas, share the plan in terms of the conceptual part of it, what we currently have. Not that it's the plan, it's the starting point to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I know projects like this, supported by this particular grant, are supposed to promote sustainability and ecological infrastructure. How will this project do that?
Sure. What you have is, as you mentioned, parking lots, right? There are approximately 1,100, 1,200 parking spaces. And this is just the general number. It could be plus or minus 100 or so. And so we have a hard surface, impervious surface area, and with runoff, that stormwater that goes right to the Grand River. Okay, through our stormwater system,
okay,
sewer system. And so what we would be doing is you have the environmental impact, and what are the values of the state in terms of serving as a laboratory. This could show how sustainable development can occur across from this location, our residential properties. As being part of the state complex, well, right across Ottawa Street, people live there. So at night, when all the snow that we've had, the plows are out, they're beeping, they're buzzing, they're scraping as they need to clear those surface parking lots.
No more of that.
And yeah, right. And so the offshoot in terms of the environmental, from a noise standpoint and quality of life standpoint, the noise pollution is increased, quality of life is diminished during those moments in time because you have to deal with that interference. So and I know a resident that lives across the street that was so excited to hear the news that we're planning. This is a planning exercise. It's not set in stone and what it will be and if it will be. But it opens the door to opportunities in terms of grant opportunities with the EPA, with HUD, DOT, and potentially other funding resources.
Is there a timeline with regard to, say, the rest of 2014 on this as to how this may unfold?
Right. In terms of the planning activity, we expect that to kick off sometime late summer, early fall, ideally sometime in late August, early September. And I know that's a tough time frame because people are on vacation, coming back to school. So we're still tweaking when that first major planning activity will occur. And then it will take us about a year for the plan to be through the EPA. When I say we, the EPA with its contractor providing the design services and working with us to conclude their design activities. It'll take some time, when I say a year from where we are now, say
okay.
March, thereabouts of 2015.
Okay, very interesting. Bob Johnson, Lansing Director of Planning and Neighborhood Development. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Mark, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
This segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.